The tough-looking Hare, who had helped Traubags on his first night by standing second guard for him, struck up the tune Club Rush had requested. Shangle had a fine deep bass. His comrades joined in. Soon the entire column was moving faster, every young Hare in the ranks not wanting to be identified with the object of the mocking air, the moaning green recruit. As a result of the quick marching dog trot, the column moved ahead speedily, like a well-oiled machine, throwing up a dust cloud in its wake. Darkness was falling fast and the Twin Hills were near. Lady Cregor would either be waiting for them in the valley between the hills, or she might have continued pursuing the trail of the rapscallions. In any event, Club Rush had decided that was where night camp would be pitched. Traubags was marching directly behind Shangle Widepad when the veteran stumbled. The younger Hare saved him as he fell backward.
I say, Albine, are you all right?
Shangle grimaced, breaking into a hop to keep up with the pace.
Oh, me flippin' footpaw. I just rigged it on a sharp stone.
Traubags supported him, nodding to Fergal.
What ho, Ferg? Lend a paw here. This chap's hobbling, what?
The two recruits took Shangle's weapons and pack, sharing them and bolstering up the veteran between them.
Come on, Bucko. We'll get you to camp not far now.
Ah, there. You just lean on me and old Traubags. That'll give us 5 footpaws between us.
Shangle threw his paws gratefully around her shoulders.
Thanks, mate. I'll do the same for you sometime.
Good-natured as ever, Fergal winked at the older Hare.
Course you will, old lad. When this is finished, you can piggyback both of us all the way home, what?
Lady Cregor was not at the rendezvous. It was a fine, dry night, and the ground was still warm from the sun's heat. Lance Corporal Elbrig was left in charge, while Club Rush headed off alone after their leader. Elbrig watched Traubags and Fergal staggering in with Shangle between them.
Well done, you two. Shangle, sit down and I'll take a look at that footpaw. The rest of you, cold supper, no fires. Sleep on the ground with your ground sheets as pillows. Don't unroll them. We'll be moving out sharpish at first light.
Deodore and a Hare named Fallow were on first watch. They jumped up, weapons at the ready, as two figures loomed up through the gloom.
Who goes there? Step forward and be recognised,
Fallow ordered. Algador and Reeve jogged out of the darkness.
What ho, the camp? 'Tis only us, gallopers. Well, did you catch up with Lady Rose Eyes?
Fallow snorted.
You're joking, of course. Song Clubwash has gone ahead to see if he can find her. You two best get some shut-eye. Whole caboodle's moving out at dawn light.
Algador unshouldered his pack and let it drop.
Season's a slaughter. What drives Lady Cregor on like that?
Deodar yawned, stretching languidly.
Search me. But whatever it is, we're bound to follow.